Like, they might wrap them up in a wet cloth or something and throw them in the fire?
No.
Never saw ash cakes or...
I've seen the black people in their houses and those things. Really, I think was the only time I have seen them cook them, yes, ash cakes.
Well, the kind maybe that just might have cornmeal and salt and water in it, maybe. That's,
Yes, I've seen those.
That's what?
Hot water bread.
Hot water bread?
Yeah.
And did you ever just make up cornmeal, salt, and water and put it in a skillet and cook it up like that? That would come out real soft and you dish it out on your plate?
Kind of like mush?
Mush? Yeah. You eat that?
Got a little mush.
Or, you ever hear of spoon bread?
Oh, yes, spoon bread.
You had
right,
that?
Right. Yes, I had a little of that.
Sometimes, your mother might just make up a batter of biscuit dough or something like that, and she didn't want to put it out in biscuits, she'd make
spoon biscuits.
You ever hear any kind of cake, hoe cake, or
yeah?
What was that? You know what that was? Johnny cake.
Really, I've heard the term and heard it used, more especially by the black people. They lived on the place around those, more from them than anywhere else.
Yeah.
They were always talking about hoe cake.
Would you ever make cornmeal up in a batter and fry them or some such things that?
Yes.
What were they? You might eat them for breakfast.
Well, might have
something you just make out of wheat flour. You'd make this up into a batter and in the morning and put syrup over your...
You talking about hot cakes or
hot
waffles or hot cakes?
Now, eggs, when you crack them and let them fall out of their shells into hot water, you say they're
poached.
Poached, yeah. What are the two parts of the egg?
Well, of course, commonly called as yolk, the yellow and white, of course, yolk and white.
When you were cooking greens, or when your wife was cooking greens, you ever put something in with them?
Definitely. Piece of meat, salt, pork, or fat back, or...
Would it have a lot of lean on it? Or fat back would be thinner, right?
Well, of course, it has some lean on it. That was the middling part that we used to call, whenever you cut up the hogs with the shoulders and hams and middlings.
Now, the kind of meat you buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs,